Another shocking video showing multiple women hitting and kicking an alleged mistress or xiaosan in broad daylight has become a topic of much discussion on Sina Weibo, where the many different reactions shown ambivalent attitudes on the Chinese mistress culture. I'm not very comfortable in saying those words, but what is the reaction of...different parties towards a news item like this?
Yeah, okay, so, well, let's talk about it just really briefly. Hopefully most people have heard about this probably, but anyways, in Bozhou, Anhui province, it allegedly was a married woman who beat up her husband's mistress, and someone took a video. It was circulated, I believe, on Sina Weibo, and people commented it. It really made the rounds. Basically, it wasn't just this one woman who was married to the guy who had the mistress that was beating up this woman. It was her friends who also took part in kicking her while she was down. Guys, this woman wasn't just beaten. She was half naked, ridiculed in front of a crowd of people. So to me, this is like some Old Testament stuff. We're like stoning type deal. It's not just beating someone. It's humiliating them. And I mean, for sure, she was a mistress. And in my opinion, I don't think that's right. But we have a saying in the West, two wrongs don't make a right. And so I agree. This woman's probably furious, but you know what? I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, like, if in the U.S., you know, this were something to happen, and I, you know, mistress culture is global, but I think it happens in different ways around the world. And so thinking in the U.S., this woman wouldn't be beating the mistress, okay? She'd be like, you better get out of here before I do. But then she'd beat up her boyfriend. For
or
sure.
Husband.
Or husband. Yeah, yeah. For sure. And you know what? I wouldn't blame her for beating up her man, because I believe her man does carry so much, I would even say more, of the responsibility, because, I mean, he's the one who went outside the relationship to look for this. It would never have happened if he didn't have that initial intent of trying to find someone. You know, he can always say, if someone, some lady makes an advance on him, hey, I'm sorry, I'm married. I'm happily married. But that obviously didn't happen here. So, yeah, it's a problem.
And I'm totally with you when you're saying that it's not okay to do that, because I'm citing a netizen here. He or she says, being a mistress is a moral problem, but hitting somebody and tearing off their clothes is breaking the law. That is the fundamental thing that we have to see here. It's not okay to do that, no matter for what reason. It's not okay to do something wrong if you think you have a rightful reason.
You can't hit someone.
No, you can't.
And rip their clothes off.
No.
That is so uncouth.
Well, at the same time, keep in mind that this mistress, you know, you put her on the label and you're also doing so much assumptions about her. Like, she knew that you were married to this, you know, you were married to this guy, and this guy was like, you know, was basically, you're putting it all on her, I feel, in certain scenarios. This girl could have been lied to, too. This girl could have had, you know, this guy just swoop her off her feet, and you were never mentioned, the wife. You know, basically, the safest person to beat here, if you want to beat someone, is your husband. Because this, sure, this woman could know that he was married, or she might not. I mean, granted, probably most times they know, but still, it all these lines spring off from the husband, you know?
Thank you for pointing at the husband, at the man. Because
yeah,
I feel, strangely, in this discussion, as it plays out in the Chinese media, often the guy is absent from this picture.
Yeah.
And that's the part I do not understand, and I'm a little bit amazed by it, that it seems like the main culprit is not in the picture, and it's two women fighting in such an ugly way. What do you think that says about society?
You know, from an outside perspective, and I'd really like to get Niu Hong Lin's opinion on this, I think it comes from thousands of years of Chinese feudal history, where, you know, it was socially acceptable for emperors and officers or people who have done a lot of achievements in politics and business to be able to kind of have a mistress. It was like maybe in certain circumstances socially acceptable. You know, you did so well, you deserve the reward. And you know, definitely the idea now has probably morphed quite a bit. It's still negative, but still maybe there's this lingering idea that has come from those thousands of years of it being that way.
Well, you've seen quite clear as an outsider, and as ugly as it is, I have to say, yeah, in some people's mind, only one or many mistresses is the best way to embody their social positions. It's a way to show people that they are in certain high standard in life, where they are happy and they have money. And also, there's a thing that some men are in a kind of transactional marriages where they provide material, they provide money in exchange for maybe their girlfriend or maybe even wives sometimes. I'm not saying it's okay to do that so you can simply making another one meanwhile. It's not okay, but also it's kind of a cultural background here that makes them feel like if I'm already doing it, why not do another one?
But I think it can be a little bit confusing for some people to say a transactional marriage, because I think a lot of the times it's a little bit more complicated than that. As in, I think when Chinese people get married, sort of an evaluation of assets, that process does occur. Not necessarily saying that, you know, this guy's marrying this girl, so I'm giving you X, Y amount of money. But it's more like, yeah, there's the house. Maybe the girl brings the car or something like that. So there is this very financial side of things, but it doesn't all, we can't rule out the possibility of people having true emotions and all that. But I just think that in marriage, maybe there is this discussion of money a lot more in China.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. In a lot of like, okay, so in the West, like the United States, if I saw some kind of older gentleman with a younger girl, I would, the reaction would be very negative. Yet, and I'm not saying that it's any different in China, but I know like certain things that have led me to believe that certain people do get married for, basically based off of what was almost kind of like a marriage resume, is, you know, you do go to these kind of parks where there are these things posted up of saying, my son, he does this, this, and this, makes this much, like, well, let's hook our kids up. Let's, you know, so that the fact that is happening, and that the things listed on these things aren't like, he likes long walks on the beach, he really loves his dog, he likes running, aww, and he's going to be so good to you. It's more like, he makes this much, he's an account manager, he's blah, 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 you know, and I think like that though that happens, I think everywhere, like I said, I think it's just happening in China in a different way. I do think that it is promoting these kind of marriages where you will see someone cheating on someone else. Mm. Because if you are getting married for, basically for resources, you'll still want to fill that hole in your heart that is looking for love. And that'll come, I think, at any point in your life. And when it does come, you'll be married to this person, but you won't love them. And the thing about love is it's just going to trump everything else, I think.
That is just so well said. But there's one thing I'd like to point out, that is, even if the mistress has something to do with their marriage, maybe she knows, maybe she's just doing it for money, whatever, it doesn't matter. You still cannot do that. I think fundamentally, it feels like it's your choice to live in a world rule of law or live in a world rule of man. Is it okay to kill someone if he kills another person? It's not okay. You need the court to do that. You cannot do that yourself. And also, if you see something illegal, you have to kind of stand out. You cannot just see that happening and assuming maybe they have a background story that I don't know. Maybe he's just beating him up because he deserves it. You cannot be the one who judges that someone deserves it.
Yeah.
It's just, I see this research papers and I think about the story we've seen many like months ago that a girl was dragged and beaten up in a 4-star hotel. And people see that and they didn't actually do anything. That's because they assume that the man and her are in a relationship or something. But okay, what if they are in a relationship?Is it okay to do that? It's not. You don't judge. You don't decide if it's okay. You see something wrong, you stand out.
I think that's a really good speech, and I almost want to give you a bravo, Niu Honglin. And
thank you.
The part that really hit me was your question about, do we live in a world rule of law or rule of men? Because look at the people's reaction to this.
Yes.
The bystander effect is in full play. Nobody intervened. And when somebody heard that this is a wife beating up a mistress, people could sort of just lingered around and enjoyed the
video.
Scene.
And also,
but why is that? Don't we live in a world ruled by men then? Because people just accept it.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's just two women doing their business and it involves some guy and that guy is not responsible for this.
And also, I have to mention, there's children around. It's just not right to have that, have a boy or a girl exposure to that kind of situation on the street. And also like 20 people there, and one, I think there's a little, well, something ugly, but always there in everyone's mind, a little curiosity that you want to know what's going on. You want to see. That is not right.
You know, I agree that, you know, my message is, my personal belief is when you see someone fall on the ground, you know, like, it's a very American thing to do is to push everybody away, try to stop the altercation and just break it up and tell people, go home, like, get out of here. So yes, this deeply disturbs me that basically people looked on to this and did nothing. But you know, and I agree that the world sometimes definitely has chauvinist tendencies, and I don't agree with that, at all. But I do think, okay, so I mean, I don't want to throw men under the bus. One
this
of these
is the situation that you should.
Well, okay, so
they should be under the bus.
Hold on, guys. For these specific kind of situations, yes. But there is one comment that was posted about this initial thing we were talking about. And there's this, I guess, a woman that says, if you no longer sleep with your husband, he will find a mistress. You should take better care of your husband's. Basically, she's talking about sex life. And you know what? I do have to say, like, yes, the world's not fair. And yes, like, these things suck, you know, when people leave other people and do X, Y, and Z. But I do think, like, ladies and guys, a good sex life is something that we're seeing is so instrumental because it is taking people out of these happy marriages to look for a better sex life somewhere else. So I think another moral of the story is, and I don't mean to make anybody uncomfortable, everybody knows Americans are kind of open about this stuff, is that I do think one of the things that is not talked about a lot is that a good sex life is very, very important in a healthy relationship, and I will be right there to say that every time these things come up.
Yes, I think body and the mind both are in play in all of
well,
this.
Well said.
And it takes two to tangle. So, I mean, if the guy is not there doing his job, he's at wrong too.
Don't
just blame it on the wife.
No, absolutely
and
not.
And also, there's just so many messages coming in regarding this topic.
I bet.
Yeah, so people are interested in this, and I have to read one from Liam because I think, Liam, you are so smart and you are so funny. He, first of all, states his position that no, none of this violence should happen, but he does think that it has a very interesting effect. That is, with this kind of beating, one corrupted official will arise. So, yeah, that's very interesting. And also he talks about this is the kind of thing when a woman has to raise her arms and notice that, you know, your marriage is not working. there's something yeah. not right going on.
Exactly.
And should it be you bettering yourself or your husband fixing something about him? Anyway, this is the kind of situation that deserves a makeover. Not necessarily in, you know, plastic surgery kind of way, but it needs you to relook at your marriage situation.
Yeah, that is why I do believe that there's no violence should be involved. Don't beat up the mistress. Don't beat up your husband. Just take a look at yourself and think about, do you want this marriage or not? If you do, you try to do something to try to fix it. If you can, it's good. If you can, you do your best to do that. And if you don't want the marriage, just walk away. Just walk away. Don't diminish yourself by beating anyone up.
Violence is bad. I think that's basically what New Hongland said. Violence is not the answer, and I'm right there with you.
Yes, and vengeance doesn't work. Keep that in mind. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Yohun Lian, and Ryan Price.